call that thing? Like nice big bell bottoms and shit and all that. Mm-hmm. That's how he was. Like, that was his thing. So Magic, when I see Magic, I don't see fashion. I see flashy, like on the basketball court, but off the court, yeah, he had on a nice suit. It wasn't like it was different than Jordan's.
But he had a whole movement behind the scenes, is what I'm saying. Like, he was the one hiring different people. Like, he created this stylist who then went on to style the others.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just watched this thing last week, and I'm fascinated by how she said, you know, he was my first client, and she said the best client, because he gave her that idea, like, how you put these together, these lookbooks. So he's, I don't want to say if he's getting credits for her lookbooks. I don't know if he wants to go into it that deep, but they had the whole spread out. I'll show you the video. But
as an athlete,
they started
bringing. I don't need no stylist. Like, I know how to dress myself. I know how what looks good on me.
But
I don't got time for that. I just cheated.
But you know, you got to be interviewed and things like that. So they had to bring in someone who doesn't have them looking like a clown or doofy. When you're getting sports expertise from you.
I'm sure every athlete doesn't have one, correct?
I don't know. Times have changed.
Because, so what about the last guy on the bench?
Look.
That's getting, you know what I'm saying? He's not even getting no playing time.
He might share.
Does he care how he looks?
He has to care. He has to care because the imaging, he might share the stylist for the, maybe it's a team stylist at this point. Because apparently, how you look, yes.
Motherfucker, go put that ball in the goddamn hole.
You're so into the athleticism, but don't forget the professionalism. Because remember, they're commodities and the
time they spending, the time they spending getting dolled the fuck up like a goddamn supermodel or something. They could be watching video, you know what I'm saying, preparing for the next game, you know what I'm saying, preparing to, I bet you I can name somebody who probably don't have a style.
Here we go.
Kobe Bean Bryant.
I bet you he did.
And I know.
Straight out of Italy.
I know. I'm not a big, I love this game. But I don't like him off the court. He just got something about him. We talked about that. That's another podcast. But he seemed like the type that he was so basketball. Even though he got business and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But he seemed like he was just so obsessed with basketball. He ain't had time for nobody to put his shit together. Like Jalen Rose, he married to Molly Kierum. She's on ESPN, looks like he is. She's on there with Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman, First Take. And since they got married, like the other day, he was like, you know, they announced it.
I'm going to the kitchen.
And he was like, he had on something. I forgot what he had on. But he was like, I think on his show, because he's not on the same show with her. But on his show, he had on something. And one of the dudes was like, hey man, I like that. He was like, how you sporting? Yada, 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 yada. And he was like, oh man, yeah. My wife put this together for me. See, I can deal with that. If you got your girl in the house and y'all about to go to work and she goes, put this with this, this and that. That's all right.
That's acceptable to you.
Right. But you got to have somebody employed to put clothes on you when you play basketball. Like, is it that fucking much of a thing?
Yes, be careful. The millennials are going to beat your ass up.
I don't give a fuck about no millennials.
You have to, because they're after us, okay? The Z generation, the alpha's next. So, it's a craft. Like, it's just like at work. You don't want to go to work with a baggy ass suit. It's not going to fit the company culture. That's what they've turned basketball into a culture. And so your word, you might be, sorry, be talking about the best defensive, whatever, but you can't be looking like you're struggling. I got hiccups. I'm so sorry. So that's what it's about. And I know that it's changed, like I said, because of Magic Johnson and friends. Because, all right, go back to, for me, when Dennis Rodman came, and I was just like, okay, people need help, because there's the personality on the court, then the off the court personality, that, and we can still get to see all their pictures at parties and different things. I'm like, this is just, it took his credibility down for me some, but he'll still air you out on the court. So I don't know.
I'm making millions of dollars. I ain't got no damn time for no stylist. Right.
Well, that's why you have the company. Because now you're, all right, so now you're about to go to the BET Awards. You're about to go to different awards platforms. You just have one on your Rolodex.
I'm just saying, I already know how to dress.
Well, okay, so you would be that athlete that already has a fashion sense. But if you're taking somebody from Podunk, whatever, and now you're putting them out in the public, and they're not from a metropolitan area, perhaps they need help.
I can dig it.
But that wouldn't be your story, which I totally get.
I ain't saying I'm a fashionista, but I know what looks okay. Not crazy.
I mean, I've seen you dress. That's true.
And I'm on a down right now, the way I dress. Like, I didn't have one. I just grab something and just, hey, man, look. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm gonna find that clip for you. Hmm? I'm gonna find that clip for you.
I was like, well, that's why. Actually, he had other interests, so I didn't take him. Magic. And isn't he the Starbucks guy? So, he brought that.